This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, I just realized I did a whole hour and I didn't plug any. And so I'm just going to leave it at this. If you want to see independent real media that doesn't back down when nobody else will release who the deep state first juror is being selected, and Roger Stone's lawyers are like, we strike her, and the judge goes, no, you can't. And the Media Matters says, arrest me. I'm intimidating jurors. All I'm saying is, what the hell is going on? What, are you going to have Hillary Clinton in there? It's like I'm saying, like a John Gotti mob draw, and have his son, maybe his brother as the jurors, maybe the jury foreman. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's like having Hitler at the Nuremberg trial. He'd be pro-Nazi. With this, I mean, my God, just bring the damn gallows in there, like you said, Barnes, and hang them. So we're ending the Everything Must Go Super Sale. Sorry, free shipping, double Patriot points, and 40-70% off. A lot of stuff selling out, like the great Vazo Beats. DNA Force Plus has been sold out for a long time. It's back in stock. It's amazing. Just look into the ingredients that are in it. Find out how good it is for you and your body, your telomeres, your nerves, your eyes, just your whole life. It's the closest thing to the fountain youth you're going to find. It's 50% off. Free shipping, too. There's just a lot of great items there. We have the Alexa Pure Breezes at cost. We're their biggest dealer, so we get this at the end of the year. Each year, they come to us and say, hey, so we don't have to pay taxes on this. You can have a couple thousand units. At cost, and this year was even less than that, so there's only a few hundred of these left. This is something you and your family need, so be sure and get it. This is the best time to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. But just putting bookends on this, as a constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, someone watching this, you're saying a lot on air. You're being respectful of the court. You know, it doesn't deserve any respect, in my view. It's a swamp court. It's a joke. But behind the scenes, you've got a few more choice words. You warned Stone this was coming, and this was political. And I'm not trying to put his lawyers down, but boy, they have really—he's really in trouble.
These kind of cases remind people why you have to be very aggressive and very assertive out of the gate. And it's something I have said for a long time. And we created a model for it in the Wesley Snipes case. The reason why I always cite that to people is they say, "Look at what happened there. Look at what was going to happen there, and look at how it changed." And it changed by deliberate decisions made by defense counsel that forced out into the public view what was taking place, forced the court to make adjustments, which allowed for a much fairer jury selection process to take place. And the same thing needed to happen here. It did not. Now, I think one of the problems in our legal system is that the people who have the best knowledge, I mean, who knows more when a judge or a court is doing something that's really against the Constitution and against the rules and maybe politically biased than lawyers who are in front of judges every day? But guess who it is that the legal system tries to silence, gag, and muzzle a speech using the threat of revoking their licenses to do so?
Lawyers.
Lawyers. So, I mean, it's something I've had a constant problem with. In my view, we need to have more public transparency with courts. We need to have more criticism of courts when they're doing wrong. And it needs to come from lawyers making it. And judges can defend themselves. They're fully equipped to.
As a society, as a group, lawyers need to stop being cowards and be defenders of the people again, so they'd be championed instead of little lapdogs that basically split the baby and sell you down the road.
There's not anybody who I talk to in D.C. that doesn't think that the judge has a political bias in a particular direction that is manifesting itself against Roger Stone in this case. And yet not a single one of them will go up and say that on any sort of public stage if they happen to be a lawyer.
And the deep state is marching everyone to her.
Yes. My view was it was manipulation of judicial selection. Had I been Roger Stone's counsel, one of my first motions would have been moved to transfer venue. Another one would have been moved to recuse the court because they manipulated how they brought the charges to claim there was a related charge to get it in front of their desire.
Well, you've been proven wrong.
And to me, that's not supposed to happen. We're supposed to have impartial selection of judges, supposed to be random selection, random assignment of cases.
But meanwhile, the first juror called is the former head of the Office of Budget Management, PR, the former deputy director of it. Her husband works on the Mueller probe, and we're not supposed to tell you her name. Even though there's no law, they're threatening everyone. Well, we just told you. because we're Americans, and all this kissing ass and being cowards has got us in a bad position. What made America great was doing the right thing and being strong and not being a bunch of damn cowards. We salute Robert Barnes for not being a damn coward. Owen Schroyer, from the trial, straight ahead. Unbelievable. If they get away with this, this country's in a lot of trouble. We are running the Everything Must Go Super Sale, but it's going to have to end by early next week because we're selling out of many of our best-selling products like Ultra 12, the best B12 you're going to find, liquid. Take it under the tongue. That is 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, but it's about to sell out. Vaso Beets, oh my gosh, with all of the great compounds that are in beet concentrates. This is a very strong concentrate. It's 50% off. Research all the things it does for your body. That is about to end. Unlock the ancient power of bone broth. 50% off. That's very close to selling out. MycoZX that goes after the candida, the yeast, the mold in the gut. That's 50% off. Free shipping. Double Patriot points. All this is free shipping. Double Patriot points. That's about to end. Living Defense that everybody loves so much. That's 50% off. That's about to end. It is a huge sale. InfoWarsStore.com and your purchases fund the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com/show.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the third hour, and I've spent most of the show not on Jeffrey Epstein and the number one meme in the world for multiple days straight, hashtag Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. We're going to create a new one. Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, and now it's coming out that ABC News covered it all up. We're going to get more into that coming up. We're going to get into these poor American citizens, including a bunch of children murdered in Mexico, and how this is awakening people. And Joel Skousen is joining us. We're getting Owen Schroer on the line right now from the Roger Stone trial. But I've spent about an hour and a half the last 2 hours on the media saying you'll be arrested if you tell anybody who these jurors are that the judge is telling Stone's lawyers you can't challenge. Well, they should be able to challenge that. And when you learn it's a bunch of Obama officials, high level, and their husbands are, you know, working with a Mueller probe, it's like, what? Again, just have Hillary Clinton as a juror. Oh, don't give the identity of Hillary Clinton. Oh, don't say who the whistleblower is. It turns out it's another third-party person, heard nothing, and they've already testified. They're just recycling people, calling them whistleblowers that are telling these fibs, so that they have credibility, like calling a bunch of made-up opposition research a dossier. So we're going to lay this out here in just a moment. But we have the fact that the deep state has killed so many people, and the Clinton death count is all just hiding in plain view, and there it is, and we're supposed to just ignore it standing there right beside us and just hope it passes over us if we deny it exists. Well, we're here breaking the taboos and exercising free speech. We just read you the Supreme Court ruling. There's many of them, but the last one in the 80s, that of course you expose who jurors are so that they're open. It's like a judge's background or lawyer's background or the people that are there are public. But now they want it all to be secret. We're going to be talking about that a lot more in just a moment. You know, speaking of the Grim Reaper, DNA Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen, is the closest thing to what you're going to find out there that's the fountain of youth. In fact, I would kind of say that it is the opposite, ladies and gentlemen, of this old guy. Now, you know, they actually say the angel of death sent by God. The devil doesn't control the angel of death. And you know, if you put the red blood of the lambs there, right, it says Passover, that the angel of death will pass over your house when it goes after Pharaoh and the corrupt establishment that was about to be dealt with by God because Pharaoh was demanding the firstborn son of every Israelite as a Molochian sacrifice. So there wouldn't be leadership. There wouldn't be anyone to resist the crown. The boys were attacked by drag queen story time and the Prozac and the Ritalin and the attack on boys. as was in the past, as is again today. Things just repeat themselves as above, so below. But seriously, DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off, and it doesn't grow your telomeres. It makes them last longer, which is the same thing. You know, the carburetor gives you more gas mileage. Does it produce more gas? Well, if you're only getting 15 miles per the gallon, but a better carburetor gives you 20 miles, it isn't making more gas in the tank, but it makes it go further, which is the same thing. So the PQQ, the CoQ10 are certified to do that. All the other ingredients turbocharge that, make it more accessible into the cells, and that's what DNA Force Plus is all about. But the reason I brought up the Grim Reaper is Epstein. We're going to be getting into that more here in just a few minutes, and how this big awakening ties into it all with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, writing Shotgun List. But I said, you know, I didn't plug last hour. I need to really plug. He said, well, can I plug? You know, can I talk about one of your products? And you said that was I think there's a bottle of it in here. That's Brain Force plus our nootropic. Maybe bring us a bottle. Got it over there in my office right there, guys. Please bring me a bottle of that. And you asked me what's in it and why is it so strong? Why do you like it?
Yeah, so the, I mean, as a general rule, I have not used supplements over most of my life. It hasn't had much effect on my body chemistry. It's just the way my brain is organized. But I decided to try some of the products. I was just curious and see what they were like. And so I tried Brain Force Plus because it had sort of energy and focus components. And there were things I used in law school that were really effective. They later banned them because apparently they were too effective. That I found to help create acute abilities to focus at key time periods without requiring much sleep. As a lawyer, you occasionally have when you have trials that happens, when you have certain oral arguments that happen, certain preparation that happens. So I was trying to find something that could replicate that and been unsuccessful doing so. So I thought, well, I'll try Brain Force Plus, see if it works. I took it and did, forgot I'd taken it. And about 12 hours later, I was sitting in my movie room. I was like, why is my brain like completely buzzing? Still boom, 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 boom at sort of peak activity, peak mindset. And I realized, oh, I took it. And I was like, wow. And it works fantastically. Now I take it every single day. And so, yeah, that's what I was curious about. What is it that goes into it that gives it that capability that no other product that I've tried has had that same success?
Absolutely. The crew's running around wildly for it, wanting to find it. You know, we had it a big all over there on that desk a few weeks ago, and I said, you know, put this in the conference room because I want to really have it and talk about it. I've got some in my car, and it was never in the conference room. It just, and I went like, hey, where'd all the supplements go? And it was like Bermuda Triangle. So wherever 20 boxes of it all went, it was there. And it just, I should have said, do not put it in the conference room. But it doesn't matter. It's gone now. We'll get some more. But the issue here is that DNA Force Plus really is amazing. So let me tell you some of the things that are in DNA Force and that are in Brain Force Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Because Brain Force Plus has a copa herb extract traditionally used as an independent, important neurological tonic and cognitive enhancer. Also, alpha-GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers choline, a water-soluble essential nutrient, across the blood-brain barrier. So it helps carry the stuff across. Yerba mate leaf powder is well known to be high-quality, you know, long-lasting form of caffeine. And then it's got a whole bunch of other known compounds that are important chemical, that are responsible for the number of functions with the body. And then it goes on, known for maintenance of the cell structure in the brain. L-theanine, an amino acid that's also a key component of green tea, L-theanine, transplant, nerve impulses to the brain. Also, vitamin B12 promotes energy production through promoting the body's natural process of adrenal glands, red blood cell formation, and many others. Black pepper fruit extract, taken from the pepper nitrate fruit. Black pepper has been used since antiquity as a form of traditional medicine and was chosen by chemists to give Brain Force Plus an extra kick and a lot of other things. But here's the bottom line. All these things synergistically together, turbocharged in a natural, healthy, good way. We could make a brain pill way stronger with stimulant. And you're like, well, this is great, but it doesn't work in 2 hours. You have a hangover. Right. What folks like about Brain Force Plus is it doesn't do the hangover. So we went out and looked at some of the top formulas, made it stronger, cut the price massively. It's still 50% off, double Patriot points, free shipping on this. But this special is going to have to end. $19.95. There's leading brands that are very similar that are sold for $60, $70. When they discount them, they're, you know, $30. That's because most people mark stuff up 5 to 7 times. we only mark it up 150%. Then when we discount it, we're making like 50%. We have to sell a lot of it, but it does fund our operation. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And in the past, it had a 99% rating or highest. But the left ran big articles and big national stories and shows on Comedy Central, HBO, Vice, saying, go to his site, downvote his products. That will stop him. You've seen the lawsuits, the attacks. And so they were able to downvote it, because these are, you know, public systems. They do this to 92%. So it really, really pisses them off when you do that. You support us. And I've ended up doing a long, extended plug. But again, folks, found a bottle of it here. We don't do an ad where they had Comedy Central show up and attack my supplements in D.C. And they go, oh, where's your brain for? So, oh, we have a bottle right here. It's actually had some in my backpack. So I take it, and sort of dumping it on top of the guy's head is a big joke.
Yeah.
And then he lied and said he took it and it hurt him or whatever.
It's just going to be a fantastic product. And the best things that it avoided is usually every other product I had tried was either too much of a stimulant or didn't produce the necessary stimulant effect. And this had the perfect balance. I remember researching all those things when I looked at the list of ingredients because I was intrigued. But it's a fantastic product. Works great. It's just a great product for people to have.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you. I'm done plugging. We did an extended plug there. That's how we fund ourselves. They're great products. Thank you for liking the product, Bob. You should try BrainForce Plus today. InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer from in front of the federal courthouse, the site of where they're torturing politically and lynching Roger Stone, will join us to talk about the tyranny straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Amy Berman Jackson thought it was fine yesterday to say that Sylvia Burwell could be the first juror picked over the objections of Roger Stone's lawyers, even though she headed up a major department for Obama, was brought in by the Clintons, and her husband works on the Russiagate hoax at the Justice Department. Wow. Do these people really think we're just going to sit here and go along with this and not speak out against it? And then the media is like, Jones is talking about it. Arrest him. When just a few years ago, the press always wanted to talk about jurors and is this a conflict and, you know, why is the judge doing this? But now, oh, there's the judge. She kind of looks like the older sister of the Obama juror.
Yeah, she does. There's an eerie physical similarity. I think there probably is a mindset. I mean, she's an Obama appointee, comes from the professional class, and that group of people demographically have a lot of shared political perspectives, and it's not one that's favorable to if you did jury selection, that demographic would be the group you would not want on the Roger Stone.
Is it that there's such followers that Democrats are openly embracing lying and corruption because they go, oh, because the Republicans are so good at it, we've got to do it. Is it their followers that are all doing it so openly now? Or were they always like that and now they're just doubling down?
I started seeing it in law school amongst the left. The devolution of the rule of law to where there's one rule of law for conservatives, a different rule of law for liberals, one rule of law for people that are powerful and connected, a different rule of law for those that are not. And they celebrate the rule of power more than the rule of law.
And again, the 80 jurors perspective, she throws the two Republicans off, but says any Democrats, fine.
No, that 82 is a ridiculous number in my view. Now, it is commonplace for the courts to only do that many, but in a high profile politicized case like this, they needed to have written juror questionnaires. They needed to go out to hundreds of potential jurors. That was an inadequate jury pool.
Bob, what's the chances of the first one that comes up being this woman and her husband is on the Mueller probe? Give me a break. It needs to be investigated.
There does need to be.
You don't think she really got a jury summons?
It could be.
Sure.
Because it's DC.
Sure. And on 9/11, two of the passports of two of the hijackers, unburned, were found on the ground.
Well, I mean, I think the problem was this was from the get-go. The jury pool was a 92% Hillary jury pool. Some people were thinking that reflected racial demographics and that strong African American support for Hillary. It did not. That was from the white voters of D.C. were 90% pro Hillary. It is literally
absolutely. We're going to go to Owen Schroyer in front of the gallows that they've got set up there, the federal courthouse. They've got the gallows being built up front. You see Hillary's going in. She's now a juror. We're told there's more big Democrats, seriously, that were just picked today. Owen's going to tell us. We've got the Grim Reaper here with us on TV because I wanted to have that here for Epstein coverage. No one's buying that he killed himself. We're going to find out where that's going. But, Owen, what on earth have you seen today? Suddenly, reporters I was going to have on are all scared to come on. They say the judge has been, quote, going crazy in there. What's happening?
Well, we've got reporters inside right now, Alex. So when this is closed for the day, we're going to have them discussing this. Obviously, we'll have those reports at InfoWars.com and Bandout Video. They are still live right now inside the courtroom. But, Alex, I want to say something that I think you'll appreciate here to kind of give a little more clarity to this issue that you just brought up. And then I have a legal question for the jury selection for Bob Barnes. But, Alex, you know, you see all the people upset that you would dare bring up this jury's, this juror's information, that you would dare challenge the power of the almighty Amy Berman Jackson, the untouchable. And believe me, she's up there with a smug smirk on her face, laughing the entire time we were in that courtroom, just observing the scenes. And I'll be honest, Alex, it was everything I could do not to rise up and start shouting these people down, but I maintained my composure.
So you're saying she's as happy as a pig in poop?
Oh, she's very, very smug up there, and I think I know why. But, Alex, I want to say something. I think it'll help add clarity what you're trying to express here. You see, let's say that they write every rule in the book saying that you don't get free speech and you can't talk about a jury for whatever reason. They write it into law. Okay, so, well, wait a second. The real lawlessness happening right here is what happened to Roger Stone. The real lawlessness happening here is what's happening to Donald Trump. The real lawlessness is this show trial. That's the lawlessness. Not Alex Jones reporting on a juror. That's nothing. That's free speech. That's truth. So this is kind of like the Tommy Robinson thing. Here, come here and say that, sir. Come say that to my face, you coward. You're a coward. Get out of here, you fascist coward. You Nazi. You're a Nazi coward. Get out of America, you Nazi coward. Yeah, you won't come talk to me, you punk. Get out of my face. Sorry, Alex. You had a guy shouting me down out here. Punk coward.
What was he calling you, a Russian? What other made up?
Oh, yeah. He says how absurd I am, Russian agents, and I'm standing up for fascism. But so, Alex, so, oh, yeah. Oh, the big crime is Alex Jones saying the name of a juror that happens to be a public person already from the Obama administration, selected by the Obama-appointed judge. No, that's the crime. Not reporting on that. That's like what happened to Tommy Robinson. The crime is the child rape gangs, not Tommy Robinson reporting on it. So it's a weird microcosm here. And even conservatives flip out at you, Alex. So that's a weird thing. But, you know, getting back to this jury selection, I want to ask you a question. Bob Barnes, our legal expert here. I think that I'm in agreement with Alex here. I think that this judge selected from Obama's administration was literally, they put her there to assure. I mean, the case is already rigged. We know that. But when you put one
anybody
juror,
that if you support Trump will put you in prison, and to show other judges how the kangarooing works. This is a big training seminar.
Well, but all you need is one juror. I mean, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong. Sure. All you need is one juror, and you control the whole case. It's over.
Do you mean from a judge's perspective or a defense perspective?
Yes.
From a defense perspective, you only need one because you can.
That's why it's all. They'll probably have Hillary on the jury. Well, that's why it's going to be their people.
Well, that's why there's zero Republicans on that jury. I mean, the prosecutor.
I mean, they march in, they salute the judge. We're setting him up. He will go to prison. They go, Heil Hitler. She goes, good.
In the Snipes trial, the judge basically, if anybody raised questions about the way the criminal justice system worked, he immediately excused them. If they said, they had no problem with reading all these headlines of articles that were attacked him, he'll be a fair. You probably just read the headline. You'll be a fair juror. Sadly, what people are seeing a sneak peek of is how the federal criminal justice system operates in the Stone case and politicized cases. And unfortunately, our judiciary, going back 200 years, has failed more often than it has succeeded in these contexts. The difference is most lawyers don't get to expose it, and or unwilling to, and most members of the public never get to see it. And they're just witnessing live, this is what a railroaded system looks like. This feels like a partial prejudicial jury process.
Every member of the jury could sit here and be like, yep, Stone was railroaded, this is a show trial, this was a rig job, kangaroo court. But they've got the one juror. That's all they need. They now control the entire thing. They control the judge. They control the defense with the Democrat lawyers. Now they control the jury results. I mean, they literally have every angle covered now.
In political cases, that's the government's goal, sadly. I mean, it's the nature of it. Well, as soon as they brought the case in D.C., as soon as they, in my view, manipulated the assignment of judges so that it was not a random assignment and it was a selected assignment for a particular judge who had already shown a proclivity to be hostile to people in Roger Stone's situation, how she behaved towards Manafort, how she behaved towards Gates, all kinds of unconstitutional gag orders routinely and regularly being entered, not providing meaningful full scope of discovery, not suppressing any evidence that was in violation of the Fourth or Fifth or Sixth Amendment rights. All of it. I mean, she hasn't given Roger anything, whereas she's given the government almost anything they wanted.
I want to get other observations from Owen Schroyer, and he's doing a great job. He'll be back co-hosting his own show from the ground today, 3 o'clock Central, the War Room. I want to get any other observations he's had when we come back. And then we've got Phil Skousen on these Americans murdered in Mexico. He'll give us his expertise on that. And Barnes is riding a shotgun.
Alex Jones.
Stop the iodine conspiracy. Wake up the world challenge. BioTrue Selenium and Survival Shield X2 and X3, all three together in a triple pack with free shipping and double Patriot points, is about to end. Ladies and gentlemen, X2 and X3 are two amazing formulas of iodine. It's different strokes for different folks. See which one works best for you. BioTrue Selenium from the mustard seed supercharges all of it. We have this best deal ever on these products. 60% off, double Patriot points, free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're about to have to end this special. The Everything Must Go Super sale is the main sale, and this sale is part of that sale. It's going to have to end by early next week. So support yourself, support your family, and fund the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com with this Stop the Iodine Conspiracy special.
InfoWars.com/show.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Watching the arrogance of the political class, ABC News covering up giant child trafficking rings, blackmail the Clintons, all of it coming out. Watching this judge, Jackson, let high-level Obama officials whose husbands work at the Justice Department in Russiagate be the first juror pick. I mean, it's just fantastical. It's amazing. Owen Schroyer's moved to the other side of the federal courthouse where he's there reporting the next few days. And I'm going to obviously have to go up there soon. This is so out of control. It'll be going on for a few weeks. This miscarriage being done so publicly, the judge kicking the two Republicans out of 80-plus perspectives out immediately, but saying Democrats are okay because they're not biased. I mean, these are exercises, I believe, to show us that they're in power and they're going to use their judicial jurisdictions to carry out judicial tyranny. That's my view on this. But Owen, I know Rogers doesn't feel well. That was real to me. So that was fake that he got sick. And we've got all this other craziness going on. What are other observations?
Well, Alex, I think that we pretty much know what's going on with this court case. And it's sad to have to admit how rigged it is. And I think the fate that Roger faces here. It doesn't really matter what evidence is presented. It doesn't really matter the history. It doesn't really matter how the whole Russian collusion thing was fake news and really started with Hillary. None of that's going to matter. This is a rigged trial. I love Roger Stone, and I hate to have to say this, but they're going to lock him up, man. I mean, it's decided. I mean, he'll be lucky if they give him house arrest for a couple of years. He may end up life in prison. Now, maybe eventually there's going to be a presidential pardon for Roger to try to justify all of this, but it still can't. You can't justify the dereliction of justice here. You cannot justify the miscarriage of justice. But, Alex, just as an observation and kind of a side note, but it's still the same thing, it's because this is how they can get away with this. You know, we were doing man on the streets down here. We've got hours of footage. Some of it is available right now. Others we're going to upload later to Infowars.com and band.video. But, Alex, it's amazing how the average, I don't even know what box I want to put them in, call it Democrat, voter, liberal, Trump hater, whatever, it's all the same. They literally buy whatever the television tells them without even questioning it, without even questioning. So 2 years ago when I went around, Alex, it was Trump's Russian, Trump's Russian, Trump's Russian. Then 1 year ago it was Trump's groping women, women, Trump. Now it's Trump, Ukraine, Trump, Ukraine. They just jump to whatever stone, pun not intended, that the media puts out on there, out there for them to land on. And then when you try to get them to explain it, they can't do it. So the only way they're able to get away with this rigged trial is because the television media is complicit. They're the ones putting all the propaganda out there so that the American people can't see the real story, and they get totally deceived. People walking up to me like, oh, it's just a matter of fact. Trump colluded with Ukraine now. Oh, it's just matter of fact.
No, and like we said,
was literally Biden.
People testifying have been the so-called whistleblowers. They just never wanted to be the person that supposedly triggered it all. Now they pick some junior staffer to do it, too. It's amazing. Well, you're doing a great job. You'll be co-hosting your show.
Alex, if I can just make one final point here, let's keep in mind the timing of the ABC bury of the Epstein story that was right before the 2016 election. They buried that story to save Hillary Clinton. That does it for me on the Alex Jones Show. Tune into the War Room at 3 p.m. Central, band.video.
All right, great job, Owen. Thank you. I want to bring in here now Joel Skousen, who heads up worldaffairsbrief.com. He's editor of that, former Marine Corps naval aviator and best-selling author, researcher, to get into the current war, the state that's happening. And then also he is, I would say, a church expert on the Latter-day Saints and what's happened down in Mexico with those missionaries being killed and what we're being told there. And we've got Robert Barnes riding shotgun. Joel Skousen, what do you want to tackle first?
Well, let's cover the Mexican tragedy, what we do know about it. This, I don't believe, had anything to do with mistaken identity. I mean, this was a car, a couple of cars with three women and their children that got massacred by the drug cartels with automatic weapons. Some of the news had pointed out that these, you know, my first question, what are these U.S. citizens living permanently in Mexico? I mean, Mexico isn't safe, especially in these northern territories where the drug cartels are very strong. But these are ex-Mormon fundamentalists which believe in practicing polygamy, and they've gone to Mexico to avoid prosecution. And, you know, they're very peaceable people, very, very good people. In fact, they're more conservative as a percentage than most mainstream Mormons in general. So it's a very sad tragedy that they would be killed in such a brutal manner And I don't think the Mexican government's got a chance of finding out who did this. They're relatively incapable of taking down the cartels because the Mexican and the U.S. government secretly support the at least the favored cartel, the Sinaloa cartel, which has the permission to run drugs through official Mexican channels. Trucks are sealed on the Mexican border and allowed to go through without customs because they've been sealed on the Mexican side and they're full of drugs.
And undoubtedly, Mexico is entering the most violent phase ever in its 10-year collapse. It's now collapsing into the U.S. The media's been trying to cover up all the murders and things happening on the Texas side, Arizona side, but that's not working. Can you give us your take on why things are deteriorating so quickly in Mexico?
Well, the drug trade is still extremely lucrative, and the Sinaloa cartel, the favored cartel of the CIA and the Mexican government, has a lot of competition that keeps rising, and that's why these drug wars are so dangerous and out of control. They're not going to slow down as long as the United States keeps importing drugs. There's going to be competition for that. And, of course, you know about Operation Fast and Furious and all the automatic weapons that the United States gave to the Sinaloa cartel down there. A lot of that circulated around, tremendous amount of illegal weaponry in Mexico. It can be shut down, as Trump said. It's got to be a major military operation, though.
And again, obviously, it's not crossfire with precision, killing everybody in the cars, burning them. I mean, they were exterminated as a message, we'll kill women and children. And from I've seen documentaries of what's happening in Mexico with some of the Mormons that live down there and some of those towns, they've been refusing to pay kickbacks to the local cartels and also have gotten guns illegally. And some law and order has actually been established in those areas. There's documentaries on that. And I've been tried to research this. I haven't found out, but I suspect that they weren't bound to the cartels. So they waited until the women and children were alone to send a message, a very cowardly message.
Yeah, that's very, very possible. You know, even during the Mexican Revolution, the Mormons were targeted by Pancho Villa and his guerrillas. And their weapons were confiscated, and a lot of them left Mexico and then came back. You know, one of the saddest things about it is that these Mormon fundamentalists are persecuted by our own government. I mean, who allows gay marriage, and yet you have perfectly consensual marriage among people who want to be married to more than one woman, and it's very sad that these people have to be driven out of the United States when we allow deviant forms of marriage all over the United States and are pushing for adoption from these people. It's a real double standard.
Well, they're pushing being able to marry a dog or a pig.
Yes. the world is really getting crazy, Alex.
All right, let's shift gears then. I want to get Barnes' take on this too, but where you see this Epstein bombshell going? Everybody overuses the word bombshell, but everybody on the street's bringing it up. People honk at me when I'm walking in the grocery. Alex, you're right about Epstein. They're going down. I mean, it's every. You can't open an email, a feed up. It's everywhere. People are getting it on to, you know, airport announcements. Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Announcement. Please come to the parking lot. People are finding. People are getting on Walmart. Paging Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Paging Jeffrey Epstein didn't commit suicide. It's just everywhere showing people power. Where is this going? What is the deep state going to do? The whole fake whistleblower now exposed by Breitbart. All of it straight ahead. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And let me tell you, Owen Schroyer's really wound up. And he's on target. Can't wait to be watching the War Room coming up today, 3 p.m. Central. And we got Mike Adams hosting the fourth hour today as well. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Intimidation of jurors. That's not what we're doing. But they say had Hillary Clinton on the jury for Roger Stone, you'd say we were all in danger of having a fair court thrown out the window. Well, the story just went live on Infowars.com. Infowars releases name of Obama official chosen for Roger Stone jury. And it turns out she headed up Health and Human Services on top of it. So this is the only woman that was ever in that position that Politico and the Washington Post reported as the head spokesperson for Office of Budget and Management, and the only woman who had a husband in the Justice Department working in the Mueller probe. And so nobody else will release it. That appears to be who it is with about 99% probability. And it just is a joke, especially when the judge out of the prospective jury threw Republicans off, but says and said reportedly, according to the Washington Post and Reuters, to the woman, oh, well, can you be somebody that's not biased? She goes, oh, I don't have a view, any view on this at all. Oh, you just are magically the first person we call up, and magically right before we go, oh, by the way, if somebody's political, they can still be in here, but then Republicans can't. I want to get Joel Skousen at worldaffairsbrief.com, the editor over there, his take on this, and then yours, Barnes, just how they think they're going to get away with this. And then Mike Adams is coming up. He always breaks huge news. But I heard about this yesterday. Watson covered it. I saw the report, but I didn't even cover it. Well, he did, and then he found a bigger paper, okay, that is not broken yet. He's going to break it next hour. Eco-genocide, 11,000 scientists sign order demanding globalists eliminate billions of humans from the earth. And it starts with the West. Yes, folks, devilish indeed. That's all coming up. And then a new paper is out on 5G triggering mental illness, not just brain tumors. And even LA Times admits it kills rats. Here's the new paper. Wi-Fi, an important threat to human health, and top scientific studies on the higher levels of a chemical in the brain with direct studies to mental illness. Well, they told us in The Kingsman, you get the Wi-Fi, you start killing each other. So they really are up to something. But going back to Joel Skousen in the World of First Brief, Joel, what would you call this period of political time, the Epstein thing, Stone's trial? The Democrats are organized, trampling all due process. It seems like it's part of a plan.
Well, the plan is not new. It's been around for years, and that's what the deep state's all about. It's about suppressing our liberty, flooding the country with illegal aliens, getting us into a global government with war, which is still coming up. It's just come out in the open because of Donald Trump. I mean, they don't have to hide. They can't hide it. They've got to come out the open to stop him. We're seeing all kinds of machinations. For example, this impeachment inquiry, we found out this week why, in fact, these hearings were held with Adam Schiff of the Senate Select Intelligence Committee. Mark Meadows and Jim Jordan challenged him in the hearing before the Ukrainian former Ukrainian ambassador had her, quote, deposition. Under what House rule are you allowed in the Senate Intelligence Committee to hold these hearings about foreign policy? And Schiff came back and said, I'm not going to take any dilatory questions. As if this was just wasting our time. And he began to proceed with the hearing, and Meadows said, point of order, point of order. And he said, I won't take any dilatory comments. He said, you know the rules. A point of order requires that you stop and handle the point of order. So Schiff says, okay, what is your point of order? He says, I want you to tell us under what rule. And he said, you have authority to hold these hearings. It's under the deposition rule. And Meadows shot back and said, rule number 11, and it doesn't cover anything like this. And Adam Schiff just went on. Well, the real reason why Schiff and the Intelligence Committee were handling it is so that they could do it in secret. If this was the Foreign Affairs Committee, they couldn't do it in secret. Only the Intelligence Committee has the ability to claim national security and secrecy.
And that's why they're holding it in the skiff in the big soundproof bubble.
That's right. And they wouldn't have been able to justify that if it had not been Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee. And it's illegal as hell, Alex. They have no authority to be holding this hearing on a foreign policy issue in the Intelligence Committee.
And isn't that impeachable for Schiff?
Well, you know, who runs the impeachment? Sure. But speaking of impeachability, let's look at the actual General Trump charges. They're trying to get, and they're going to get, some form of evidence of quid pro quo. All right? The point is that illegal? It actually isn't illegal. They're making it illegal because it is purely political, they say. Because
well, that's right. Kennedy said, we'll pull our missiles out of Turkey if you pull yours out of Cuba. I mean, that's how foreign policy works. You just can't be quid pro quo for your personal benefit.
Yes. Well, the point is, nobody in the Democrats talks about two things. One, the 1999 treaty with U.S. and Ukraine, which specifically agrees that Ukraine will assist the United States in any corruption investigation. Nobody covers that. That makes Donald Trump,
that's right,
thing illegal. Now, It was very interesting. In NPR last night, they were showing the rally in Ohio where Donald Trump says, we've got the video of Biden, Joe Biden, admitting to a quid pro quo. They closed the video. This lady, Yamiche, on NPR says, before she shut off, she said, oh, by the way, there is no evidence for what Trump just said about Joe Biden. What do you mean, no evidence? We have the videotape. It's out in public.
But that's what I'm saying. They're now assaulting reason. They'll show you a white card and say it's purple. What is this, Barnes?
Well, it's a degree to which they believe they are governed by the rule of power rather than the rule of law. So as he's identifying, Schiff is not abiding by any of the rules that govern the internal processes of Congress. The the Select Committee on Intelligence is solely there to supervise the intelligence community, not to leverage the intelligence community to supervise the president. That's not what's supposed to be going on. This goes back to Frank Church. He founded the first. There was no intelligence committee, by the way, before 1976 in either Congress.
It was to control the 1947 National Security Act run amok.
Exactly. The goal was to make sure what is happening now didn't happen. And in particular, the intelligence committee has no business doing impeachment. That's the Judiciary Committee. If they want to investigate what happened to Ukraine.
So let me ask you this, and then we're going to hold over. He has to leave soon. And we'll talk about this before Mike Adams comes on. But let me ask this. What do you think Trump and we need to do? Because the Democrats have always been lawless, but now they're full lawless. And I think what happened to the committee where the other people say, hey, this is over. This isn't real. We have to point out and not participate in the fraud.
Well, I don't know if Trump can refuse to participate. I mean, that's the point, is the House is in charge of the Democrats are in charge of the House. They've got the power to do virtually anything illegal that they want. And the Republicans are calling them for it. I mean, but it didn't make the news. And that's the problem. We have to continue. I'm going to put in the World Affairs brief this Friday, for example, the entire scenario between Meadows and Jordan and Zeldin and Schiff and seeing him deny the legality of their claims.
But you said the key, the blackout now is Congress and the real hearings, not just independent media. And this is ahead of the removal of Trump. That's why we somehow have to end the censorship, because if we don't do that, Trump is leaving his butt hanging out.
No doubt about it. I mean, this is a process that's AWOL, absent without leave of law, and it is completely continuing to happen, and the president is right to challenge it and contest it. I mean, he's getting the left is weaponizing every mechanism of government against the ordinary person and against the president for political partisan purposes without regard to
because
the
they never get in trouble. We'll talk about it. What happens there? Joel, what's your view on the Epstein thing and Veritas and that? That is really crippling them.
Well, once again, they're not going to give this any coverage except in the alternative news media. But this shows clearly that Epstein was deep state. That's the real reason why they buried this, not because Epstein was an unknown. Sure, he might have been unknown, but since when has that stopped? You know, the media from, picking up a very big juicy case about underage sex trafficking and things. But, you know, I don't think, frankly, that we're ever going to see the videotapes. They're not going to indict any of the co-conspirators with Epstein who are guilty as hell of engaging in sexual activities with underage girls. So this is part of the cover-up. I don't know what to do. What I'm saying is the deep state is in control of media. They're in control of judges. They're in control of about 75% of Congress and almost the entire White House, except Donald Trump and a few key advisors. That's a pretty big stacked deck, Alex.
I agree. I think Trump is in super bad danger. People go, oh, you're attacking the president. No, if we don't admit how much trouble the president's in, we don't have a hope. All these people just delusionally, he's ordained, he's invincible. Well, let's do five more minutes with Joel Skousen to get his take on that, and we'll do one segment of Mike Adams, but he has got the biggest 5G news ever. I mean, he's got the scientific study. Wait till this breaks next hour. Tell everybody you know, tune in right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.